Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Is Hometown Takeover launching last Sunday night on Home and Garden Television a sign of things coming your way from this channel? Betsy Ayala, HGTV Senior Vice President of Programming, joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Space, the final frontier, and maybe the final frontier to make TV programs. That's the philosophy of new venture Space 11. Consider it when we rendezvous with founder Andrea Ervolino. That's Andrea Ervolino later this hour from Miami. Also ahead, the satellite of love lives on, and my call on chat rooming. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Block Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented on Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in this program. Great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon for a 90-minute edition of the program All About TV's Current and Future. 64 beautiful degrees this half the hour here in New York. Reopening going on. We think in less than 2 weeks, we will have all the restaurants and bars and everything else in New York City reopened to the fullest, and maybe the rest by July 4th as well. Let's keep it going and lift this pandemic now and forever. Great to have you with us. Two wonderful guests over the course of the next 90 minutes, and we invite you to be part of the program. So simple. Pick up the phone, dial in with your questions and thoughts to 646-652-2906. At 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio. Our chat room is open for you as well. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it at the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio Speaker Tuner screen. Follow the instructions. I'll be live with you. Betsy Ayala from HGTV, live with us from here in Nueva York after these news notes. Mission accomplished for Mystery Science Theater 3000's comeback crowdfunding drive. With 7 hours to spare, more than $5.7 million has been raised via Kickstarter. That's more than $200,000 over the goal organizers set. Some 32,000 people invested in the campaign to produce 12 more MST3K episodes and a live event Gizmoplex online site. And that's not all. In the remaining hours of this campaign, there's a new goal in mind, $6.3 million that will go to making, in addition to what I just said a moment ago, two holiday specials. And over at WeFunder.com, $618,000 has been raised so far for interactive TV app Clash TV, and that campaign continues. And finally, Fox will adapt a popular Argentina TV drama into new series, The Cleaning Lady. Elodie Young will star as a doctor who gets involved with organized crime. The series will be co-executive produced by Paul Suarez, a key player in the original Argentina creation. And that is news notes for today. And now joining me here in New York, an interradio exclusive, Senior Vice President of Program Development at Home and Garden Television, part of the Discovery Family of Networks, Betsy Ayala. Betsy, good Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, Simon.
And it's a pleasure to have you aboard. Betsy, first of all, how has been the reaction to Hometown Takeover that premiered last week?
We have been thrilled with the reaction. So many people are just coming out of the woodworks and loving the show so much. I think it's such a great way of celebrating small town America. And in fact, the response has been so positive that one of the women that was featured in the first episode, Tabitha Powell from Tap 18, her store sold out in one day. And then people in the community came to help her make sure she could fulfill all the orders. So we are thrilled, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. This is probably one of the most unique and maybe boldest shows that your network has done in its history. How did it come about?
It started, actually, if you want to know a little bit, tidbit, is it started on the set of Rock the Block. It was actually myself and one of the content heads for digital, and we were talking about what's a great, you know, new stunt that where we could celebrate small towns, and we were like, what if we took Hometown on the road? So it started there, and it just kind of grew, and we knew we wanted to reach out to America to really find out, you know, how the towns were doing and which towns were most excited about, you know, this kind of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask the question that I posed in the tease a few minutes ago. Is this show an example of where your network is going?
Absolutely. You know, I think we are constantly evolving on HGTV. I think that's Hometown Takeover is just one, you know, kind of glimpse of that. We're continue trying to stretch ourselves and really touch everything and own everything that's in the home category.
And for people who have not seen Hometown Takeover, who missed it last Sunday night, how does it work? How did the elements come together?
Sure. So we have Ben and Aaron Napier from Hometown, and they go to Wetumpka, Alabama, which is the town that was selected, and they do 12, they are leading the charge for 12 renovations. So it's six businesses, six community members, their homes, as well as some other smaller projects in the mix, and they also bring in other Discovery talent. So we have Randy Finoli from Say Yes to the Dress, who makes an appearance, Eddie Jackson from Food Comes, as well as like some of our big, you know, HGTV talent as well, like Mina Starciak, Hawk from Good Bones, as well as Dave and Jenny Mars from Fixer to Fabulous. So we have this great group that all come together and really help these towns get a jump start.
Given that this is a small town you're dealing with and you have small businesses that may have been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, how did that impact, A, the business in the town, B, how did it impact the production of the series?
Sure. I mean, COVID's been tough on everybody, and I think these small towns have felt it the most. So that we saw a real need. So from where we began, you know, it was really powerful to be part of, you know, giving them another kickstart. And in terms of production, you know, it made it more difficult, but I think just like everybody else in the world, we're all kind of adapting and doing the best we can. So we have very strict, you know, the production companies have their own protocols that they follow, lots of testing, and, you know, kept everybody as safe as they possibly can. It was a huge priority for them, you know, on this production.
We're speaking with Betsy Ayala. She is the Senior Vice President of Programming and Development at Home and Garden Television, and one of their newest shows is Hometown Takeover. You can see episode 2 this Sunday night at 9:50 Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on that network. And don't forget that a lot of the HGTV shows now are streamed either same day or next day on Discovery Plus. We're going to talk about the impact Discovery Plus has had on HGTV in a little bit. If you have a question or comment for Betsy, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04. My name, Betsy, is with us this half hour, our opening half hour this Friday afternoon. On tomorrow, we'll be televised. Betsy is in New York along with yours truly, Simon Applebaum. Happy to have you with us live on this Friday afternoon. Hope you are enjoying yourself wherever you are. And again, use that phone, use that chat room so you can be interacting with our guests. A few years ago, it was our pleasure to have with us a very special talent, Victoria Rowell. Many of you may remember her as the woman who did double duty for CBS. Daytime as one of the co-stars of The Young and the Restless. Primetime as a co-star in the Dick Van Dyke mystery series, Diagnosis Murder. Well, a few years ago, she started her own TV series for, at that time, Urban Movie Channel, now known as All Be Okay, called The Rich and the Ruthless. Well, that series premieres, or actually goes to BET Plus next Thursday. And Victoria Rowell will be with us next Monday with a preview of that and other things she is now doing, not only as an actress, but as a TV entrepreneur. Victoria Rowell from The Rich and the Ruthless from BET Plus will join us live as our lead guest Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Betsy, it's now been 4 months since the launch of Discovery Plus. So far, from what we hear, yeah, the word is very, very good. People are subscribing, or as they say in the ad, streaming what they love. The advertising is going great. How is Discovery Plus doing from your point of view? But more importantly, how is it impacting what you do with Home and Garden Television?
Sure. No, we're thrilled with Discovery Plus. It's so exciting to have, you know, have a streaming service and just be part of it. For us at HG, it's allowed us to, you know, grow and evolve and push and do things that we've never done before. So we get to reach a new audience and just do really cool and innovative programming that just is different for us. So it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does it impact your decisions as a programmer, as a gatekeeper? How do you make the determine when you have sort of, you'd be like Solomon, you have Discovery Plus, you have HGTV. How do you determine which shows go where?
Sure. You know, it's, for us, it's, you know, we want the big and buzzy shows and the things that'll get us press releases and get people like you interested. But we, there's like, I can give you, some examples. For Discovery Plus, we rebooted Design Star, Next Gen, and we knew that that would be, you know, would hit a younger audience, and we were excited about that. We can also play into a world that's a little bit more niche, like we are with The Laundry Guy, which is a show about laundry and how laundry speaks the language of love. And we would not, you know, we wouldn't be able to do that on linear as easily. We're also doing a topiary competition, which is starting soon, called Clipped, which would be a bit of a stretch for us with our linear audience, as well as a show called 40-Year-Old Property Virgin, which is a show where we highlight people that just, like, very much in that failure to launch, who just can't get out of their parents' home, and it's finally time to fly. So just different for us than we would do on our linear, just with a little bit more edge to it.
Mm-hmm. Go back to The Laundry Guy. Obviously, if you were to hear that on site, you like wonder, does that really fit our parameter? What about the program or how it was pitched to you said this is something that, yeah, we'll work with it?
Well, I think, you know, it was a passion project for a number of people on our team. They had been trying to figure it out for a while because they just love him, and he had this great – he has a boot camp that has a waiting list. And so just the takeaway that he's giving and the heart that he has just seems so special and so unique. And we've never been able to figure out how we could put it on linear. But with D Plus, we were able to put it out there and let the world sample it in a different way and binge it, which is unique, and gives it a great place to launch.
Does this person work with laundromats, or does he work with laundry businesses to sort of renovate them or,
no,
or upgrade them or make them more attractive?
No, no, he does. Exactly. He literally does laundry. He makes you surprisingly emotional about laundry. He has all these, like, he uses vodka, he uses all these obscure things or just things around your home to get out these huge stains. And the show itself is, you have that piece, and everybody has that piece that they love so much, and then you get a stain on it and you just can't wear it anymore, whether it's like a Letterman's jacket or something that you hold so dear. And he, there was a woman who had her wedding dress, and it, they had a fire in the house, and her dress was destroyed by smoke. And he sits there and he uses his magic and gets the stain out and tells a story in the process. It's just, it's a beautiful show.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if like the Procter & Gamble's or the Cloroxes of the world are salivating about the opportunities to advertise there.
Well, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And Clip, the way you talked about it a moment ago, it sounded like this was a docu-soap. That this was is that the case? Is it more as opposed to, you know, demonstrating how you do something, more of sort of like a character study or a person study?
Actually, Clipped is a topiary competition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a docu-soap. It's a competition show where we have the best topiary artists, you know, from across the country, or some of the best from across the country, and they are competing against each other. We have Michael Urie, who is the host, as well as Fernando Wong and Chris Lampton, and then we have the head judge, the queen of the garden herself, Martha Stewart.
Uh-huh. So when these folks, these contestants are going through their paces, what kind of challenges do they have to do in the clipping category?
Well, they have to create these massive projects. So some of the challenges are creating furniture out of, you know, greenery and flowers. They have to create things that are twice the size as themselves. These are massive topiary artworks. It's basically Edward Scissorhands in a competition show.
Okay. Picture now, visualize for me. What kind of feedback are you getting? Because this certainly is a different kind of world than what people are normally visualized to.
Yes. Well, it has not launched yet. So I'm giving you the sneak peek. But hopefully people will love it.
You're hearing Betsy Ayala. She is the Senior Vice President of Home and Development for Home and Garden Television. And don't forget that Home and Garden Television is a show called Hometown Takeover. Second episode is coming your way this Sunday night, 9:10 Eastern Pacific Time. Home and Garden Television, available on smart TV, available on cable and satellite, and Discovery Plus, which carries a wide variety of library Home and Garden TV programming and some shows from the Home and Garden TV folks, like Betsy. That's running on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and in some cases on local cable operators and other ways too. And Betsy's with us live from New York, and if you have a question or comment on our remaining minutes with her, give us a call, 652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Interactive television is back in the news lately with a number of projects either underway or in development. Interactive advertising was a major topic at the just-concluded Digital Content NewFront that took place virtually all this week out of New York. Well, next Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we're going to introduce you to a brand-new organization that is dealing with trying to get interactive TV ventures of all shapes and sizes off the ground. It's called Freedom Interactive TV Networks Association. How's that for a mouthful? The executive producer and head of that group, Rock D. Aragon, will be with us next Friday, 3:30 Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. So from where you took off, what are some of the upcoming projects that we can expect to see on Home and Garden Television?
On D-Plus or on HGTV?
Let's start with HGTV first.
We have some of the ones that are doing really well that are premiering right now is Unsellable Houses, which are twins, Leslie and Lindsay Lamb, that are they help people who can't sell their houses. It's really, really fun. We obviously have Hometown Takeover. Bargain Block is a new show that we're excited about in Detroit, where they are renovating these houses. They're saving houses in Detroit. We also have Tiffany Brooks in 50K Three Ways, which is really fun. She gives you three different design choices for that. Most people spend about, in average, not super average, but about $50,000 on a big renovation. And so she gives you three different options of what you can do with that money. We also have Two Steps Home that's coming up. And that's John Pierre and Mary Chongyu Pin in Houston, Texas. And we also have Battle on the Beach that's coming this summer, featuring Mike Holmes and Mina Starciak Hawk and Allison Victoria.
Is that a
and Ty Pennington,
show,
actually.
What
and
the title sounds like?
Yes, that is a competition show. So it's Ty Pennington, Allison Victoria, and Tanya Nayak all head up different teams of, you know, people that have been in the flipping, but amateurs from our perspective, or not, you know, not our HGTV talent, but they are competing against each other. They each take on a team, and then these teams compete against each other in these homes that are on the beach. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner
and then
gets
$50,000 bucks in play. That's always an enticing
yes.
deal.
Yes.
And what about on this? Yeah. And what's in play on the Discovery Plus side of things?
We have Clipped coming up. We have another show that's exciting is No Demo Reno. That's actually a show that's premiering on both D-Plus and on Linear, and that features Jennifer Todrick, and she has a huge social following. We've had great success with that show. I mentioned Clipped and 40-Year-Old Property Virgin, and then we also have Life Under Renovation, which is on Discovery Plus right now, and that is different for us in the sense that it follows five different families and it's arced over their renovation process. It's more in a social experiment genre.
Mm-hmm. Betsy, at the New Fronts over the course of this past week, one of the themes that came out was that there are going to be a lot more opportunities for advertisers to be directly involved in the content, as well as doing ads, whether they do ads in a standard commercial way or they do it in product placement or they do interactivity, which was a huge, by the way, topic conversation. Are you, in your role, starting to get pitches from advertisers about things that about concepts that they'd like to be involved with as possible series for either HGTV or an HGTV project that goes on Discovery Plus?
We have a product integration team, so usually the advertisers will go through them. And, you know, speaking for HGTV, we have always worked very closely with ad partners, so I'm sure that's what we'll continue to do. And maybe it'll increase, but we've always had such a great relationship with our ad sales partners.
Mm-hmm. Something else too, what is the social media response to your network telling you about future directions? What do right now, May 2021, what are they telling you about the content they're seeing either on HGTV or HGTV through Discovery Plus?
I think people are noticing the changes that we're making in the programming. And we're hearing a lot about that, the excitement for the new programs. Rock the Block got a ton of buzz this year. People were super excited about that. Hometown Takeover as well. As people have been at home more, they've obviously been watching more television, and they're also focusing on their house a lot more. So people are always looking for changes to make or things to improve. And so we've had a lot. Our audience has been very responsive because everybody's kind of seen it in their own lives. So it's been, and it's also like, how do you make your home work in different ways? So we've heard a lot about that as well. So when we're doing our development, we're constantly, taking notes from, our audience and people in the world, as they're in their comments to kind of take a look at our program, make sure that we're covering these big topics in some way.
Yeah. And finally, Betsy, and now that we are seeing this pandemic getting kicked to kingdom come, hopefully, how is that impacting production going forward? I mean, we've had a lot of use of Zoom on not only your network, but on other networks, Food Network, other places in the Discovery family of services. Do we see less Zoom? Do we see more outdoor production? Do we see the mask go off? How do your programs get produced from here?
Sure. I think, for the time being, we're sticking with the same protocols we've been doing through the pandemic. Until it's safe and clear, we still have our production partners, are taking every precaution possible. So for us right now, it hasn't completely changed since we're in the heart of COVID and now, as we're getting hopefully towards the end. But, until everybody's safe, our production companies will be taking the precautions to keep everyone safe.
Yeah. Actually, I have a time for at least one or two more questions, and I'll make them quickies. First of all, do you see at some point a HGTV equivalent to Food Network Kitchen, which 2 weeks ago Roku picked up, so it's no longer available just on one smart TV device. It looks like it's going to be available on many, and this is a year and a half into Food Network Kitchen's existence. And secondly, Magnolia Network is coming up that will replace DIY, your sister service, in 2022. Do you see a relationship with Magnolia and with its founders, Chip and Joanna Gaines, on – I know they currently have one on Discovery Plus, but do you see a more direct relationship with them for HGTV?
Okay, so first answer, I have no answer for you, so sorry. But there's nothing – you know, there's nothing in the works now, or not that I know of. And, you know, Chip and Joanna, like, there's, you know, they have their own network, but we're all one big family. So it's, you know, who knows?
Absolutely. And it's okay not to have an answer, but I wanted to throw it out anyway, because I think this development of Food Network Kitchen going on Roku is a very big deal on two fronts. One, it's the first time Roku has put an interactive service on their platform. Secondly, it goes to show that Food Network Kitchen has matured to the point where as an interactive service, it can now be running on any smart TV, so smart device, and we'll have to see how it goes from there. That's a topic for another time. We hope to address that sooner than later down the road. Again, Home and Garden Television is available on broadcasting cable all over the U.S. of A. And don't forget, the show Hometown Takeover, episode number 2, is Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. To check your local info, HGTV is available in your area on cable and satellite. Don't forget, you can also catch HGTV programming, either produced or library, on Discovery Plus, which is available on smart TV sets, smart TV devices all over the place. For more details about the programming online, go to hgtv.com. That's hgtv.com. Or DiscoveryPlus.com. It's DiscoveryPlus.com. Home and Garden Television, available all over the place through broadcast, cable, smart TV sets, and devices. Betsy Ayala, the Senior Vice President of Programming Development at HGTV, thank you again for joining us with a super update. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the year ahead, and we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Thank you, Simon. This was fun.
Absolutely. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Betsy Ayala, Senior Vice President at Home and Garden Television, joining us live here in New York. More Tomorrow Be Televised coming away, but first some words to the fine folks at Home and Garden Television. As I should say, your best bet is the folks at Audible.com. Let's take that again. More Tomorrow Be Televised coming away in a moment. Just had a brain flash there, but now the flash is over. Let's get some words in from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.com. Here's the scenario. You've just woken up. You are in a spaceship. The spaceship has reached its destination, 1,000,000 miles from Earth, and when you wake up, you have no clue about who you are, why you're on the ship, and what your mission is. Oh, and oh yes, your mission could be what saves Earth from destruction. That is the scenario that Andy Weir gives in his newest book, Project Hail Mary. That's Project Hail Mary. And guess what? You can get that book and hear it with a trial run to Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from, and listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Verbal, Amazon Music, etc. And sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook. What you're in the service for a month, plus great health wellness information and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. Oh, by the way, if you are an Amazon Prime member already, you can get a second audiobook to hear during your one-month trial. And that book could be from the growing catalog, fast-growing catalog, I might add, of Audible Originals. That's original audio production and podcast, best of Broadway off Broadway Regional Theater, and great one-woman, one-man performances. So how about making this weekend a great time to hear for yourself how Audible.com can transform the way you or someone you love can hear the world. It makes a great gift any time of the year. And all you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/televised. Coming up in our next hour, is space the final frontier for TV production making? Well, my second guest today, Andrea Evelino from Space 11, says yes, and he already has one project in mind. We will get to him live from Miami in our next hour, plus a comment about chat rooming and a big decision I've made this week about it. We'll get to all of that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. Connect to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com, together reaching nearly 60 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Looking for a fun thing to do on Sunday night? How about Sunday Night Drive? It's a wonderful, entertaining show with music and more. That's Sunday Night Drive. That's this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best speed charge 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to our second 30 minutes of Tomorrow We Televise on this Friday night edition coming your way today. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Happy to have you aboard. If you have questions or comments about our subject matter or our next guest, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name, and our next guest, Andrea Evelino from Space 11, will join us live from the fun and sun capital of the world, Miami, Florida, as Jackie Gleason used to say, near the top of the hour. In the meantime, got a couple of comments to get off my chest to you. First of all, you should know that this week we are marking the start of our 13th year on BTR, and we are very, very deeply thrilled. And that is thanks to you, because you made this happen. And over the course of the last 12 years, we have done nearly 1,400 episodes of this program. And we've had about 1,500 guests, at least, on this program. People of all types and jobs in the world of television. We've had the very best series creators, producers, directors, writers, some celebrities, some iconic TV people along the way, from Norman Lear to James Drury, the star of The Virginian, and many, many more. Many of our guests are still alive. Some have passed on. And no matter what, it's been a pleasure to have each and every one of them on this very program. Our first Blog Talk Radio show, by the way, first week of May 2009, we had John Landgraf, who still is the key person in charge of FX, and Peter Tolan, who with Dennis Leary created the long-running FX show, Rescue Me. And they got us off to a great, great start. And I want to thank all of you for making this program go on Blog Talk Radio, and then also adding on Spreaker and TuneIn Radio as our simulcast partners, and this year adding Amazon Music and Verbal so far to our podcast sites, along with the iHeartRadio Podcast Network that also take this program. And by the way, if there is a podcast site that you like that doesn't take our show, whether it's Pandora, Spotify, Audible, Westwood One, Wondery, etc., drop them a line. Be great about it. Let them know you'd like to hear our program and have them contact me, and we'd love to do some conversation about that. The downside, if there is a downside, of this program is that we are in competition, like every other Blog Talk Radio show, with a wide variety of radio options that you have. Commercial radio, public radio, satellite radio, audio replays, other internet radio places to go, and the growing, exploding field of podcasts, which has become an incredible force in such a short time in this world of entertainment. And that faster and faster is becoming intellectual property, if you will, for new television programming, both scripted and unscripted. And because of that, we got to take advantage of every which way we can to communicate with you, our audience out there that we're on. Here are the guests we have and your invitation to take an interactive role in our program. And because we do not have a marketing budget or a promotional budget, and this very place that we're on, Blog Talk Radio, does not do a lot of marketing promotion on behalf of individual shows, we got to fall on our whips to do whatever we can to communicate with you. One way we do so is social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so forth. Another way we've been doing it is through chat rooms, where we use rooms in a responsible way that are put together by events that I cover for this program and for Media Village, the website that I write for and have written for over a decade. And when we do so, it's with two things in mind. One, first and foremost, is to engage in a dialogue with everybody else in the room about the subject matter that's being addressed in that event or in that presentation. That's first and foremost. And secondly, to communicate our existence and to invite people to catch our show. And it's also been a way that we've been able to get guests on this program. Numerous guests over the last couple of years have come on this program because we communicated with them through our chat room. We were there. They heard about us. They saw us in action. Boom. Let's have a conversation and let's go forward. And by the way, all the guests we've had through chat rooms have been fantastic. And it's been a pleasure. And in the last year, the 99% of chat rooms that we are a part of love us, no issues, because we're responsible. We don't curse. We don't do expletives. We don't go political. We concentrate on the world of television and the subject matter that we deal with. And a 1% has risen that has told me, after I've been in a chat room, Simon, get off. When that happens, we do that. No questions asked. No problem. Well, this week, I participated in a chat room, and very little participation, by the way, and I received a message from one of the organizers behind the event that the chat room was attached to. And that organizer basically came up with a threat. The threat being, we are going to take away your ability to cover this event if you don't stop. And we are going to do it. And I was really taken aback by that. And indeed, they took some action, which I will not get into, that left no doubt about that they were going to carry that threat out. And it had me do some quick thinking on the fly, and frankly, to make a judgment call that I never thought I'd make. And I want to let you know right now what that judgment call is. The judgment call is that starting this week, I will no longer be participating in chat rooms, any chat room, no matter the source, no matter the organization, no matter the subject matter. I will no longer participate in chat rooms, period. And let me tell you, it is a hit. It is a direct hit. It directly impacts my ability to communicate our show, to communicate what I do at Media Village, to communicate Media Village and what it does as the Media Leadership website, with so many great people producing so much content that really showcases not just the world of television, but the world of all media and advertising. And it was a no-brainer call, despite the fact it's a hit. Here's the deal. I am not going to have any situation. I'm not going to play victim and have a situation, no matter how maybe I want to oppose it. I'm not going to have something like this negatively impact my ability to do my work, to be inhibited, to be underexposed, to be yanked out of my ability to cover television, to do my work, whether for Media Village or for this program or anything else I'm involved with. I'm not going to put myself in a position where that ability is impaired permanently. And I want you to know I don't have any qualms with the people that made the threat. Because I can, in a way, understand, even if it's something that, frankly, they had no business doing, I can understand why they may be in that mindset to make the threat. Because, sadly, we are living in a very hypersensitive age, folks, because of how some people have used social media either to politicize situations, to put up stuff that is a mistake to put up, to censor other people's opinions simply because in their mind it's not factual or not the truth. I put that in quotes. And there are some people who are really worried about this, and it's raised sensitivity, even in chat rooms. Incidentally, I am not the only person who has recently made the call to swear off chat rooms. Other people I know are also doing it. And like I said, it's a gutty thing to do. And I'm really, really sorry, and I apologize to all of you for having to do this. And, like I said, when it comes to keep doing it or lose your ability to do what you love, being able to do my job wins every time. When it comes to this chat room, this program, I want you to know something. We are still going to have a chat room. You are still going to be able to use this room at this very place, blogtalkradio.com/televised, to offer your questions and thoughts to our guests. That will not change. That will not be altered or impaired. What will change is you will not see me commenting either at the beginning of the chat room saying, hi, welcome to our program. If you'd like to put your questions, your thoughts in the chat room, use this as an option beyond phone calling. Or at the end of the show saying, thank you for listening. Thank you for your listening. We'll be back Monday, et cetera. So you will not see my thoughts. But this chat room will remain open. Over our you-know-what body, are we going to allow that not to happen? So once you know that your ability to use this room is not impaired whatsoever. So keep on using this room. We really appreciate it, and our guests appreciate it more than ever before. Again, I'm very, very sorry I have to make this call. I'm very sorry to make this decision because it is a personal hit. It is. It takes away a very important communication tool between me and you out there, and me and the TV industry. And I will trust that down the road, whether it's shortly or way down the road, that the environment will shift back to a positive tone for chat rooms, along with the rest of social media. And I will hold out that trust to happen. And we'll go forward from there. And we will make do. And as I like to think, when one door closes, and this is a big door in terms of promotion and publicity and communication, another door opens. And that's another thing. I want you to know that shortly after this threat happened, I actually got an email from a new organization that has a very interesting proposal that could open up some wonderful doors for us and maybe for other Blog Talk Radio shows. And I'm going to make a decision about using that next week, and I'll tell you about that on Friday, on Friday's program, okay? So stay tuned. Like I said, one door is closing, and another door, and maybe more, will open. In case you're wondering, if this is the first episode you've tuned in this week, the other one was Monday, you may have noticed we did not put up a Tawabi Televised Classic Trivia question this week. Well, we decided to give our Classic Trivia segment feature after we got a winner on Monday. We decided to give it a rest. And we're going to bring back our Classic Trivia segment next Monday. I want to let you know that we'll have three prizes for you when we do. One of the two prizes, I'm sorry, by the way, I should point out that we did not have a winner on our show this past Monday. Remember the question was, name Mariska Hargitay's first television series. The answer, by the way, was Downtown. It was in 1986. It was on CBS. She plays a parolee who works with a detective played by Michael Norrie. Third performance, by the way, too. We got a really good sense of where she was going to go with Law and Order Special Victims. Anyway, we didn't get a winner on Monday. Give the question, same with the rest. We will be back this Monday, coming Monday, May 10th, and we're offering three prizes. The two Babylon 5 soundtracks from the composer of that popular syndicated series, Christopher Frank, and we will also have the full season of the award-winning series Departures that was carried sometime back on Outdoor Life Network, also carried worldwide on Nat Geographic. So all three prizes will be available to you. So join us on Monday. We'll pose the question. If you are first with the correct answer, you win. And all you got to do is email me with that correct answer, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget, when you pose the answer with that email, include your name and address so that if we if you're the winner, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible. If we do not get a winner by the end of day Monday, we will post the question Tuesday morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. By the way, we have over 2,000 followers on Facebook. We have 750 plus on Twitter, and we appreciate each and every one of you. So be sure to tune in on Monday. We'll post that question, and you could win those two soundtracks and the TV series Departures Season 1, presented originally on Outdoor Life Network. So those are our prizes. Watch for the question. Hear it next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Smarty Televised. And don't forget that coming up next Monday, our very special lead guest will be from The Rich and the Rufus, moving from All BLK next week, star and executive producer and head writer, the wonderful Victoria Rowell will join me. And we've had her on before when The Rich and Rufus started back on Urban Movie Channel, the former name of All BLK, and before it was acquired by AMC Networks. And Victoria, wonderful talent, also a fighter for diversity on television. And in the years since we had her on the program, she's not only continued with this program, but also she's doing other things in the world of television with her own production company. And we'll talk about that too. And we'll get her thoughts about how TV has increased its diversity among people of color. So all that with Victoria Rowell, Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And next Friday on our program, among our guests, we'll have the executive producer and one of the key organizers of a new group called Freedom Interactive TV Networks Association that's trying to really boost interactivity on television. His name is Brock D'Avignon. That's Brock D'Avignon. And he will join us live as one of our guests next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And by the way, while we get ready to have our next guest, I want to always let you know, we always appreciate your comments on this program. Your feedback is tremendously important. It's welcome. It's acknowledged. And so much acknowledged that I respond to it within 24 hours. So use that email, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name. And if you're doing the customary question, your address as well. And whatever you have to say about the world of television or about our guests or yours truly, we do respond within 24 hours. And again, it's always appreciated. As we say at the end of every show, what you say matters now more than ever. Also, I want to say congratulations to the Interactive Advertising Bureau for the last 4 days of their annual Digital Content New Front. It was an amazing 4-day virtual event. And hopefully we'll have some guests on the rest of this month to, at some point, to talk about the new front and the impact it had on television. Well, think about this. You're watching a show, a film show, a live show, a tape show, and you will definitely notice where it's coming from. It's not coming from anywhere on Earth. It's coming from above the Earth. That's right, in outer space. Think it's really far-fetched? Think it can't be done? Well, there's a new venture that thinks it can be done on a regular basis. It's called Space 11. And here to talk about it is its founder, joining us live from Miami, Florida, Andrea Ivolino. Andrea, welcome in.
Ciao. Thank you to invite me to your show. I'm one of your fans, so for me it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you very, very much, Andrea, and it's a pleasure to have you on, too. I really do appreciate it. What your venture is trying to do.
Yes, so Space 11 is a project which I was working for many years, but we just make it public a few weeks ago. And basically, the vision of what we are doing is to basically create the next era of entertainment, which is, again, entertainment in other space. Now, our full complete vision, which will be actually to build entertainment in other space, which will include many different aspects of entertainment, from sport, television, video format, competition. But as we are starting, the first format which we are doing, it is called Galactic Combat. So this is the one which we can speak now, because all the other, we have a total of 50 formats. Now 49, they are still in secret, but one is the one which is already a public information now, so which is called, again, Galactic Combat. And Galactic Combat is basically, does not have anything to do with UFC, but just to make clear the information, is like a UFC in other space. So it's basically a sport competition where these MMA fighter, they fight in a new way, which we call MMA Zero-G. Basically, we follow this 40 fighter. We select as a starting point this 40 fighter, and we follow them to basically get ready like an astronaut to go in other space, and also get ready to fight with this new technique of fighting, which is MMA, but at zero G. So basically, the what we do, we follow them, and then, of course, they get eliminated. Only 8 of them, they will be able to join in the actual fight. And now the first 7 fight, they will happen in a parabolic flight, which is in the way astronauts, they get ready to basically have a real reversal of the zero G, no? And then only the last fight will happen in the same capsule, which we will put in a rocket, which will go in other space, and the fight will happen in this capsule, but real zero G. And so this is the first format, which I think sounds very easy. It's evident it's not complicated, but we have many other formats. But the ultimate goal of my company is to, again, build entertainment in other space, because I believe that in the next 7-8 years we will be able to take a rocket and go in other space to do an experience, in the same way now we take a flight, we go from Miami to LA. So I see that becoming a normality more and more and more. Now it's very expensive. Yes, it's very expensive, and you can only put 4 people inside of a rocket, but I see that as a becoming a normality more and more and more, and mainly because the technology is there, and because the cost is going down more and more and more. So I think this is the right moment to do this.
Mm-hmm. So this would happen, let's say, inside either a rocket or a space station kind of vehicle that would be set up like a production studio, or in the case of Galactic Boxing, would be set up like a UFC or mixed martial arts ring, and I understand it would be in zero gravity. I'm just trying to
yes.
make sure I get this so that we're visualizing this to the audience, to our listeners factual way.
Yes, yes. So the show, this first format, the Pain in the Hurt, of course, when they do the reversal, and when they get ready to go in other space, and as I say before, no, the reversal, of course, all the preparation will happen in an astronautic center where they will basically be under the same level of reversal at testing as an astronaut have to go through, no? Because to make you understand this clearly, because if someone is not an expert, it's easier to get in this point. I don't know if it ever happened to you, for example, this is one stupid example, but if it ever happened to you, you are inside of a plane and the plane lose quota, and then you have that feeling in your stomach, no? I don't know if you ever had that feeling. Did you ever had it? Ever happened to you?
I haven't gotten on a plane lately, obviously, partly because of the pandemic. I am, thank God, I have not had the kind of drama, you know, both of the Dramamine tablets at any point in the flight I've had over the years, most of the time.
Yeah, but, you know, just to give you an example, if you are inside of a plane and the plane lose quota and go down improvisally, no,
mm-hmm.
you have that feeling in your stomach like, no, your stomach is like empty, no, and you feel you are maybe, if that keep going, you will vomit, no? So that feeling is
like
the constant feeling which you have when you are at zero G. So that feeling, that specific feeling, you have that all the time. So now, this is a very, you know, simple example, something very easy. But, for example, that is also a challenge because not everyone can handle it. Maybe I cannot handle it, no? So think now a fighter who needs to fight at zero G with that feeling all the time. Also, there is a psychologically things which combine that. Can you handle to be inside of a rocket? So when someone is trying to go in other space, they have to go to a specific test. So now the challenge of this fighter will be a double challenge. One challenge is to see if they can go in other space, and we follow them on all this process, in all these testing, which of course this happened in the Earth, no? And the second is they need to learn in the way they can fight at zero G. So now one of the big challenges was how we resolve the fact that they fight in a zero G, because as you know, when you are in zero G, you don't walk, you float. So like you are underwater, no? So it's not easy to have a fight at zero G. So this is the motivation why we make them fight inside of a capsule. So, and this capsule is big enough, but not too big, to give the possibility to the fighter to reach each other, also helping each other to push on top of each other with their legs. Makes sense what I'm telling you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
By the way, Andrea, we have a call. Hello, you're on tomorrow. We televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm Julia. I'm calling from Italy. So first of all, Andrea, congratulations for this project. Before you talked about 50
Grazie.
Formats, can you please anticipate some details of other format that you would like to create with Space 11?
You know, I'm so sorry, Julia, but I cannot say anything about the other format. But what I can say some of them also is related with fashion. For example.
Oh, wow.
And,
fantastic.
And so we do many, many different format again, in many different area, because what we are trying to do again is entertainment in other space in general. So, and as we know, entertainment is related with many different aspects, not only simple a movie production, and a TV show, but all the actors. This is the only thing which I can tell you. Excuse me. Sorry, I cannot say more.
Okay. Thank you so much, Andrea.
Say hi to Roma.
Yeah.
I will be back.
You're very, very welcome for the call, by the way. Thanks for making it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
We're going to take a break because we're coming at the top of the hour. And when we get back, we will have more of our live conversation with Andrea Avellino from Space 11 joining us live from Miami. We're first going to pull at the top of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tune.com. Together, reaching nearly 60 million listeners around the world every month and growing. And we're also coming your way on Amazon Music, Verbal, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Don't forget, coming your way tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, it's The Mark Lee Show. Check out a different kind of entertainment vibe with The Mark Lee Show. It's this Saturday, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget Best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com.
Welcome back to our final half hour of Tamavi Televised on this Friday afternoon. And welcome to those of you just joining us at the top of the hour. Tom Allen with you live from New York, 64 degrees, top of the hour. Happy to have you with us. Joining me live from Miami, continue our conversation that we started a few minutes ago, is Andrea Ivolino. He is the organizer of Space 11, what may end up being one of the most unique television ventures ever. If you missed the first part of our show, first hour, they put it this way. It might be what you might call Final Frontier television, produced live, film, taped in outer space. And he's already working on a project which deals with fighting, think UFC, MMA-type boxing, live or taped or filmed from outer space. Andrea, let's get back to you. What are you hearing from the fighters and the mixed martial arts world, boxing world, about what you're doing? Do they think that you've got something here, or do they think you're crazy?
So, you know, we have a guy, his name is John Lewis, which I hope he will call in. because I just texted him your number, because I would like him to say a few words about. So John Lewis is an MMA martial arts expert for many, many years. And basically what we are doing with John on the MMA side, I say to John, we need to make sure that MMA people, who is an MMA lover, so who is a fan of something like UFC or MMA in general, they must love what we are doing. Because what I would like to achieve with this Galactic Combat MMA trilogy is to include all the existing MMA lover and fighter and supporter, plus add that to people who they didn't care about MMA in general, because they are no fans of that. They like that, but they are no fans of that. But they maybe like the scientific part of that. They like the zero-G part of that. They like the space component of that. Because if you think about the MMA, like also the entertainment industry in many formats, is still the same as many years ago. So this is a technology improvement in the world, no, which give us the possibility again to take a rocket and go in other space and maybe stop in a space station and do activity in other space, is giving us the possibility in the entertainment industry to create a new way to basically have a new way to improve the way entertainment is seen on any aspect. This MMA example is an example, but of course we must not lose. And we must respect the people who is an MMA lover, and the same things we will do in all the other formats. So we are adding something new, of course, but we are not changing basically all the history of the MMA, of course.
If you have a question or comment out there for our guest, Andrea Ivolino from Space 11, give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you are, catching us across the country or around the globe, in vivo, live here on Tamavi Televised. Also, we have our chat room in business. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can use that room anytime you like. So use the phone or the room. Either way, you'll be interactive with our guests. Andrea, we've heard reports, I believe Tom Cruise is shooting his next movie either now or soon in outer space. Did that development inspire what you're doing?
So, you know, I hear about Tom Cruise, of course, now to working on a movie which will be shot in part in other space. Now, I don't know at what stage they are with that, but also I hear the same idea from a Russian filmmaker, basically, yes, that inspired me for sure. But you know, I'm working on this from long time, and basically, I see that, you know, someone made me yesterday a very interesting question. He say, which was another interview I was doing. He say, but Andrea, why you need to shoot a movie, no, in other space, when you can do that in a green screen in the Earth, and maybe it will look better, no? So this is a very interesting point, no? So what is my answer is, conceptually I'm agree on that, no? I say, why why someone should go to shoot a movie in outer space, you know, and not shoot that just in a green screen, you know, which is easy. Conceptually, I that makes sense. But again, what we are trying to do is not that. It's not just shoot a movie. Again, we are trying to build the real entertainment industry in outer space, which is something totally different. So in that, the new layer of challenge, you know, in a sport representation or in an artistic representation, you know, something very innovative and new. Now, myself, if my first project was a movie in outer space, maybe I will not do that, because that's not really maybe make too much sense. No, but a sport competition in outer space or something other which I cannot share now because we didn't announce it. I'm so sorry. I'm under NDA. But something very specific which we're doing make absolutely sense because we'd be super spectacular or at least will be something new. I texted John Lewis, which is our MMA expert. I don't know if he's calling in, but I will be very happy if he can join us because I would like you to hear from John, which is an MMA lawyer and expert from so many years, what he think about that. Because for me, him is the real voice from the MMA world of that. And John is
working. Well, we do have a call coming in, and we're going to see if that's John. We're going to hear if that's John not in a moment. But first of all, in terms of what you want to do in terms of programming, among your 50 formats, are you doing scripted series or movies, or are you doing as well as unscripted?
We are doing the majority of these 50 formats are actually unscripted. Because again, all of them, the majority of them are involved with a competition, a challenge, something which we create to basically give one more layer of challenge, you know, to the Galactic Combat example, which I give you before. So the majority are basically unscripted. Yeah.
Got it. All right, let's take that call, and we'll find out who is aboard. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
This is John Lewis from Los Angeles, California.
John,
hi, John.
Great to have you. You're on the horn with us with Andrea. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi. How are you doing, guys? Listen, I'm listening to the
show.
John, it sounds like it's going real good.
So, John, we are here. We are speaking about Galactic Combat and the MMA 0G. So I texted you and I invited you on the show because I would like you to say something on the MMA point of view. And if you please go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited about this. I've been in the industry for 30 plus years, from the beginning of the inception of the UFC all the way through, as a trainer, as a world champion fighter, and also as a show owner. And when I was talking to Andre about his dream and his concept, it was just so intriguing to me. I mean, it's like to hold dear the traditions of mixed martial arts, yet at the same time take it to the next level and expand it to, you know, the future, which is what we're doing on a day-to-day basis with space anyways, space stations and consumer travel to space. So I think it's a really amazing idea, and I think it's going to lend a lot to use the technique that we have now in mixed martial arts, but we're also going to be able to establish a whole new thing, basically, using the zero gravity concept. So I'm very excited about the whole thing.
Well, John, I have a question for you. What would fighters, whether they are doing boxing or mixed martial arts, wrestling, et cetera, what would they have to do to compete in an environment where they're dealing with zero gravity, they're dealing with a whole different natural environment in outer space, not to mention they're doing it either in a rocket ship or maybe, if you want to go really, really far, doing it in outer space itself. Well, what would the fighters have to learn? What would the promoters have to learn to make this work and to make it a safe environment?
Well, first of all, it's really finding out what techniques in fighting in general are really going to be effective. And one of my ideas and one of my thoughts, just also being a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu specialist, if you're familiar with that, that's that grappling system with chokes and arm bars and that concept. I think that's going to lead really, really useful in this situation. Because as you know, as you can imagine, if you, in space, if you touch somebody or hit somebody, you actually bounce off as well. And if the area is too big, you can bounce across the whole room and it'll be a challenge to get back. So we'll have a smaller area to keep the action more consistent. But also, when I would have an opportunity in a situation, I would want to grab onto my opponent and be in control. So I can still do those same kind of submissions and controls on an individual upside down or in any position when I'm holding them. But when I'm apart from them, it's actually not what I want. I may use the wall to push off, to generate power, to throw a strike or something. But once again, when I hit, I may bounce off again. So my idea is going to be proximity is going to be my friend. I'm going to want to be as close as possible and in contact and not to separate and use these chokes, submissions, and striking on the inside almost like you would ground and pound on the ground, elbows and things of that nature to make it really effective while I have my opponent in my grasp. That makes sense.
John, before you go, have you gotten any reaction from your colleagues at or people you know at UFC or Bellator or some of the other mixed martial arts leagues about this? Do they think that, hey, there really is something here as opposed to this is really, you know, we got bigger fish to fry than this right now? It's so far-fetched.
Well, yeah, you know, I actually don't think they think that. I think the opposite. First of all, we've been getting a lot of press outreach. And like I say, my name in the industry has been around for a long time, and me to be a part of something like this as well, from my side of the world, which is the fighting side of the world, people really take that seriously. So they, of course, they look at the idea and go, oh my God, this is a crazy idea. In a good way, though, all the feedback we've been getting is, oh, this is going to be incredible. Can we do it? You know? And I try to explain, which I'm sure Andre's already talked about, this technology exists right now. It's really about the partnership that we have to make it happen in space, but it already exists. They're already working on, as you know, they're selling tickets to consumers to fly to space right now. So that's something that, I mean, you're not flying yet, but that's going to happen very soon, but they're already selling those tickets because that's the future. So the community is very excited by it. They think it's intriguing. I mean, MMA and UFC, as incredible as it has been, is what it will be. And this, just like us as human beings, we're taking it to the next level. I mean, we always push the edge. The next thing is going to be sports and space.
Amazing. John, thank you very much for calling in and offering your thoughts about this. It's really appreciated. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Great, guys.
Thanks for making the time.
Take care. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, John, to join. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
John joining us live from Los Angeles here on Tamar Be Televised, and we have another call. We're going to take it. Hello, you're on Tamar Be Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hey, it's Jack from Los Angeles.
Jack, thanks for coming aboard. You're on with Andrea. Go right ahead.
Hey, Andrea. I've heard about this concept. It sounds really exciting. I'm interested to know more about the training of the athletes and the fighters. You know, because typically, look, in a regular boxing, this stuff is really easy. You know, you can just pick up gloves, you can go running, you know. Talk to me about how people can train for this new sport in space.
So, you know, this is a very interesting question, which I was trying to address before. And also now we had John, which is the MMA expert, which just left the call. But the point is what is the basic? The basic is whatever fighter who join our competition, what they do as a starting point, of course, they will have the same training experience as they have as a fighter, as a normal MMA fighter, because they need to be ready for that, of course. That is the main starting point. Then the other point is they go over many different tests based on the level they achieve, because they start in 40, and then every week we eliminate 8 of them. Not only 8 of them, actually, only the last 8 of them will join the total of 7 fights, so 7 match. So the point is in the every week we eliminate them, and we start with a very basic astronaut test, which they need to go over, and each week they need to go over something more and more and more and more complicated. So in the way we will eliminate them is not only in the way they fight and in the way they combat, but also based on these physical and psychological tests, which they need to go over. Because again, we can have a possibility where we have an amazing MMA fighter, which was a champion in the world before in MMA, but maybe he cannot get over to the first test related with space, because maybe you have some type of heart problem, maybe because you have certain type of, you know what I'm saying? So some type of physical problem, which will never give him the possibility to do that in other space. You get the point? So it's not only related with the MMA component. It's related a lot with the physical and the physical and psychological aspect related with the fact that they need to put inside of a rocket and go to fight in other space to the final.
I'm just trying to understand, like, if you're at home, like, are you training in your pool, or like, how eventually, I'm hoping eventually gets really big, you know, and.
Yes. So, you know, one way where the astronaut, they do a training, also they have a training in the pool. Yes, of course. But there is many different step which is inside of the format, which again, we are not going to disclose now, but you can imagine you can Google it easily. You see, in what way an astronaut he get ready to go in outer space? They have to go exactly to all that challenge. Now they will not have a 1 year preparation like a real astronaut, but they will have something near very close to that. Because again, we send them in outer space just for the fight. So they go, the fight starts, the doctor go around the vortex 90 minutes and then come back. That's it. So they don't need to stay there 6-7 months, 1 year, like when you send in a mission on an astronaut in the space station, no? But that is part of the show. That is part of the show.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Los Angeles, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
Grazie.
You're very welcome. Ciao. Dr. Los Angeles joining us here on Tomorrow Be Televised, along with our guest, Andre Everlino. He's with Space 11, a very unique new venture that's getting off the ground, if you will, in the months to come, with a new series, a very unusual mixed martial arts competition known as Galactic Combat, which he hopes to put on sometime in 2022-2023. If a question or comment in our remaining minutes with Andrea, make the call, as others are doing, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Don't forget, next Monday on the Marvel Televised, Victoria Rowell will join us. You know her from The Young and the Restless, or a diagnosed murder on CBS. 3 years ago, we had her when she launched a series called The Rich and the Ruthless. At that time, it was on Urban Movie Channel, now all known as All Be Okay. And next week, it moves for season 4 with new episodes to BET Plus. Victoria Rowell, star, executive producer, head writer, and also doing other projects in television with her own firm. She'll be with us live as our lead guest Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. Andrea, since you publicized your venture a couple of weeks ago, are you getting any interest from other creators of television programming who, like you, think this is a real opportunity? And secondly, are you hearing from the aerospace community, NASA, SpaceX, et cetera, Jeff Bezos' venture, that say, hey, either A, we think you're onto something, and we think we can make this happen maybe quicker than you think, or B, you may be really over your head?
First of all, we are in contact with many different, of course, space agencies and companies which are specialized in space adventure or basically the transportation part. No, because we don't do the transportation part, of course, you know, the space. We don't do that part. We only do the entertainment part as a Space 11. So we work with other companies specialized on the transportation part. Now, the main point is, as I say before, this was a long-term idea which I was working on, and of course I have in my team basically people which is a long-time expert in the space in the space business, from engineer to astronaut to physiology, so to people who does that for living in general. So it's my people who told me, Andrea, we are ready. So now, as we say, We will make the first live event in outer space on 2023. But actually, my team told me we are ready. The world is ready for something like that much before than 2023. So they say we are ready now. So in the end, of course, we will have many different
tech partner and transportation partner, because we don't do that. And of course, I cannot disclose any information about who is our partner, but we will announce it soon. And because, again, we don't do that part. We don't work on the transportation side of our business. We only work on innovation related with the entertainment innovation part. How you shoot it, what camera you're using, what is the format, what technology you will use to have a better quality result on the video component, how it works. So that is our job. The entertainment stays related part, not the transportation.
Yeah. Going back to the first question, though, Andrea, are you hearing from other content creators, scripted or unscripted, that are coming to you now with proposals or to say, I share your vision, I'd like to be involved, here's a format I want to do, here's a series I want to do?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, from when we announced it, which is not a long time ago, it's only a few weeks ago, we announced it, Space 11, and then we announced it, the Galactic Combat. We are receiving hundreds of email per week, per day, and from not only content creator, but people in general, specifically now because we announced the MMA component, we have hundreds of emails coming from the MMA world, people which is interested, people which would like to help. And to be honest, I also received some email which say, what are you doing? So they were not so happy about that, with some big fan of the MMA part. Because this is normal, no? And when you do something innovative, you have a part of the world which is super supportive and happy and they believe it, and a part of the world which they don't. So yes, but we are receiving a lot of call and email and requests and social media, to get information. And I have to say, the world is ready. So people, the world is ready, and also the creative part of the world is ready. Because there is many people who thought about that, but maybe it's simple they didn't have a place to land, a company to go to speak with. I'm speaking about the entertainment part of the space.
By the way, where would you like to see your programming run? Would you like to see it on ABC, CBS, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Apple TV Plus, Discovery Plus, Disney? Any thoughts about where you'd like to, or do you want to self-distribute your programming?
No. We will do like in any entertainment scripted format, we will have in each country a partner, which will be our streamer or cable partner. And because I don't know if you know, but my job in general before Space 11 is I produce video content. I have a library of 500 movies, which include very big movie, 100 of them are blockbuster cult, and then I own the largest independent production company in Italy, where we do international movies from Italy. So I come from the entertainment video content space. I come from there. So the business model on the licensing itself of the video content part is a very normal things which we do. So the innovative component is the space related production component. But on the actual business point of view is very standard. It's licensing with many different partners in many different countries.
When the late great Gene Roddenberry, one of the great visionaries in the history of this medium, started Star Trek, he started every episode that opening title with William Shatner uttering the words, "Space, the final frontier." You wonder after this conversation whether, maybe just maybe, sooner than later, we might see a science fiction television series like Star Trek or like Babylon 5 or others be produced in outer space, and not just in a spaceship, but somewhere out there. Think about it. We'll see. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about Space 11 and what Andrea Evelino is doing, here's where you can go online. EvelinoEntertainment.com. That's Evelino, Erbolino, Entertainment.com. I think you'll find what Space 11 is doing very, very intriguing. It's a story I'm sure that we will be paying attention to for quite some time to come. Andrea Valino, thank you very much for being with us. Good luck with your venture. Keep us posted. We'd love to have you back.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. Have a good day. Ciao.
You're very, very welcome. Invitation granted. Thank you for the kind thoughts about our show, too. We really appreciate it. And have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you. You too. Ciao. Grazie.
Gracias. Ciao, too. Andrea Avellino joining us live from the Sun and Fun capital of the world, Miami, Florida. So thanks to Andrea. Thanks to Betsy Ayala from Home and Garden Television. Thanks to all of you for tuning us in on this 90-day edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. Remember, coming up on Monday, Victoria Rowell from The Rich and the Ruthless, making its move from Urban Movie Channel, now all BLK, over to BET Plus next week. She will be our lead guest. And next Friday, we'll have among our guests the executive producer of the new Freedom Interactive TV Network Association, Brock D'Avignon. That's all coming up next week, Monday, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. If you came in late on today's episode, what episode we had, or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, and we've had plenty of those too, well, go to our homepage anytime you like. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, this weekend, check out our podcast. They're available to you 24/7 at iTunes, Apple TV, Spreaker Podcast, TuneIn.com, IRRadio.com, Breville.com, and Amazon Music. And we'd love to hear from you. What do you think about our program today? I think we had a lot of food for thought today, and I'd love to hear about it. So email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Remember, that's how you get involved in our regular feature, the Classic Trivia Question of the Week. That will be coming back with a new question and prizes for you on Monday. You'd also find me on social media. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Simon Applebaum on Facebook and at UBC Simon TWP on Twitter. Also at LinkedIn.com as well. However you communicate with us, we do communicate back because what you say matters. And once again, thanks to everybody at Blog Talk Radio for having us start our 13th year on the air. We really appreciate your editorial freedom and independence, because that's what keeps us going, and we really do appreciate it. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not say those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate is Mandolin, Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Feinberg, head of content. The co-founders of this very special enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. It makes a great gift any time of the year for you or someone you love. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a fantastic weekend. Keep cooking, New York. We are reopening, and we're opening faster than you think, and we're licking this pandemic now more than ever. So we'll be back with you Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, Verbal, Amazon Music, and the iRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to now and then, please make it safe, make it great. If you need to, get vaccinated. And, again, let's lick this pandemic now more than ever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.